Conservative business groups have been challenging some of the science in An Inconvenient Truth, so Milwaukee area resident Russ Hinz says he went to see the movie with some trepidation.
I was a little bit skeptical given the Al Gore as whether it was going to be like a political film or not, but I thought it was really science-based and came away a little bit more impressed than I thought I would have been.
Filmgoer Sally Pass says the movie highlights the need for quick action to reduce global warming.
If we thought we had time, we really don't. Our time has already been used up, and we need to do something now.
Bill Frank says he takes from the film that it may be too late.
The rest of the world is rapidly catching up to us in the amount of emissions. China, Russia, India, and I'm not really that optimistic.
But Frank's wife, Kathleen Frank, says An Inconvenient Truth might spur individual and collective action.
I think we need to look to our government and make sure that they're more aware of what's going on and that they have to do something.
Meanwhile, Chun Wan says he'll keep a closer eye on his home's thermostat.
Try to be more aware of adjusting the heater. Something we can do in Wisconsin.
Wan's wife, Yafen Chen, says she also liked An Inconvenient Truth, though she says it sometimes seems more like a lecture than entertainment. She says the movie might help Al Gore as much as the environment.
I think American people adore movie stars, so maybe this will help Al Gore get elected.
Gore denies he's trying to use the movie to revive his political career, but comic David Letterman has joked that the film seems longer than the Florida recount. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.